This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Russia has agreed to an extended deal that has allowed Ukraine to ship grain through the Black Sea to parts of the world struggling with hunger. Erdogan said Wednesday the deal would be extended for 2 months. The breakthrough accord brokered by the UN and Turkey last summer came with a separate agreement to ease shipments of Russian food and fertilizer that Moscow insists hasn't been applied. An upbeat U.S. President Joe Biden has headed overseas, optimistic about talks to avoid an unprecedented debt default. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Just before leaving for Japan,
I'm confident that we'll get the agreement on the budget, that America will not default.
With a select group of negotiators set to hammer out details of a spending deal that would lead to raising the debt limit.
We're going to come together. Because there's no alternative.
The Treasury Department says America could start defaulting on its obligations June 1st.
Timeline is short. This is what I wanted to avoid 105 days ago.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy praised the new framework for reaching a deal, but ripped the president for waiting so long. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. State Department announced at least 4 Nigerians were killed in an attack on a convoy of 2 U.S. government vehicles in Nigeria on Tuesday, adding the attack did not appear to be directed at the U.S. mission there.
On the afternoon of May 16th, unknown assailants attacked a convoy of 2 U.S. government-operated vehicles in the Ogbaru local government area of the Anambra State in Nigeria.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Many patients in Nigeria are left without health care as the Association of Doctors in Government Hospitals began a 5-day strike to demand better conditions for their members. The president of the Nigerian Association of Resident Doctors told the Associated Press on Wednesday the strike became necessary after the government's refusal to increase their salaries and to invest more in hospitals. Nigeria's public health sector hasn't been adequately funded in many years. That has caused health workers to often embark on strikes to demand improved welfare. The Oromo Liberation Army, a rebel faction operating out of Ethiopia's Oromia region, says federal government troops launched attacks in the region despite an agreement to, in the words of the OLA, de-escalate. Maya Missaker reports from Addis Ababa.
The Oromo Liberation Army international spokesperson Oda Tarbi said that the attacks are in contradiction to the understandings reached between the two parties.
We had a mutual understanding that de-escalation must be a priority. The Abiy regime unfortunately chose a different path. It launched a comprehensive offensive on all territories under our administration. The fighting has been very intense.
The rebel group says troops burned homes, robbed people, confiscated mobile phones, and committed acts of sexual violence, among other crimes. Maya Misikert for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso has put an end to impeachment proceedings against him by dissolving the opposition-led National Assembly, which has accused him of embezzlement, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
During a national broadcast address, Lasso says, "In order to give Ecuador a constitutional solution, I've decided to apply Article 148 of the Constitution of the Republic, which gives me the power to dissolve the National Assembly due to a serious political crisis and internal commotion. The right-wing president, who's denied any wrongdoing, can govern for up to 6 months by decree under the South American country's constitution." Lasso claimed during his address, "The accusers have become obsessed with bringing down my government, driven by superhuman resentment." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An Islamic extremist was given 10 life sentences and another 260 years in prison for killing 8 people with a truck on a bike path in New York City. The U.S. district judge announced the sentence Wednesday after Sayfullo Saipov spoke. Saipov said the tears of his victims and families of those who died are small compared to the tears and blood of followers of Islam killed unjustly. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.